AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Victims of a deadly Russian missile attack that struck a busy market in eastern Ukraine were buried today. 17 people were killed. Moscow kept up its assault on Ukraine's grain export infrastructure, hitting a Ukrainian port today. Russia says five drones were shot down over Russia. One was in Moscow. Here's the AP's Karen Shamas.
The drones apparently targeted three Russian regions overnight. There were reports of no casualties. One drone targeted Moscow but was shot down before it could cause any damage or injuries. The remaining four drones were shot down over areas that border Ukraine, in the regions of Rostov and Bryansk. Russia's defense ministry blamed the attacks on Ukraine. Ukraine usually does not take credit for strikes inside Russia. I'm Karen Chamas.
Home-sharing giant Airbnb says it had to stop accepting some reservations in New York City. New regulations on short-term rentals are now in effect that will mean big changes for travelers hoping to avoid the high cost of a Big Apple hotel. Oscar Feliz is a New York City councilor.
The city of New York is in an affordable housing crisis that we could only resolve by building new housing, but also by keeping the housing that we currently have, preserving it. And if we begin to start converting our current apartments into what we could basically call into hotels, we're never going to resolve the affordable housing crisis.
Under the new system in New York City, rentals shorter than 30 days are only allowed if hosts register with the city. A windsurfer reported missing off Florida's Space Coast the day Hurricane Idalia made landfall last week has been declared the state's second death from the storm. The governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, is criticizing recent efforts across the country to tamp down on recent jumps in coronavirus cases through temporary restrictions or masking. Florida's state surgeon general also warned against getting the latest coronavirus vaccine. This is AP News. Fewer people are filing for unemployment.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment last week fell to the lowest level in 7 months. Applications fell by 13,000 for the week ending September 2nd, says the Labor Department. Besides some layoffs in the tech sector early this year, companies have mostly been trying to keep workers. Some industries have slowed their hiring recently, manufacturing, warehousing, and retail, but they aren't yet cutting jobs in large numbers. Overall, 1.68 million people were collecting unemployment for the week that ended August 26th. That's about 40,000 fewer than the previous week. I'm Rita Foley.
A man from Florida, Reza Ray Bellucci, is facing federal charges after attempting to cross the Atlantic in a man-made hamster wheel. It took the Coast Guard 5 days to bring him ashore, and he's accused of threatening to blow himself up as crews arrived. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.